Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty big. We're synthesizing a whole lot of source material, really diving into where Apple's mobile hardware might be heading, specifically looking out towards 2027. And it seems like there are two, well, almost conflicting paths emerging.
That's right. We're basically trying to map out the future here, mainly using this detailed spec sheet from Morgan Stanley that covers iPhones up to 2027. And we're also pulling in some key details about camera tech from the Naver blog, via Use 1122.
Yeah, we're not just guessing. We're looking at the specifics laid out in these sources. We've got the blueprint for what sounds like the first iPhone Fold. And then almost separately, this hint of a really revolutionary camera tech planned for the maybe iPhone 20.
Exactly.
So the mission today for you listening is figuring out what trade-offs, maybe even shocking ones, is Apple making to get into foldables, and which of these technologies is the real future.
It really looks like a story about priorities, doesn't it? You see them tackling these huge physical engineering challenges for the Fold, which seems to mean, well, compromises elsewhere. But at the same time, they're apparently way ahead on developing these internal, like, computational imaging leaps that could really change mobile photography.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with the Fold. The Morgan Stanley info points to the second half of 2026. What kind of device are we actually talking about, physically?
Well, the big focus seems to be on making it thin and, you know, elegant, which for a first try at a foldable, that's a major engineering challenge right there. The sources talk about a classic book-style folding mechanism.
Okay.
And the target is apparently getting it under 10 millimeters thick when folded.
Wow, under 10 millimeter. That's really slim compared to even current phones, let alone a foldable.
It is. It's incredibly sleek if they pull it off.
And when you unfold it, what are the displays like?
The rumors mention specific sizes. 7.8-inch inner display.
So like a mini tablet.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And then a 5.5-inch outer display.
Yeah.
It suggests this isn't just, you know, a phone that happens to fold. It's trying to blend phone and tablet functionality.
All right, so that's the outside. What about the inside, the engine room? What's powering this thing?
Given that 2026 timeline, the spec sheet suggests the A20 chip.
Makes sense.
Paired with Apple's own C2 modem, their in-house one. We're talking serious power needed for those big folding screens.
And RAM storage.
Looks like a healthy 12 GB of RAM and storage options going up to 1 TB. So flagship specs there.
Definitely sounds powerful. But the Achilles heel for foldables is always battery life, isn't it? Does the sheet say anything about that?
It does, thankfully. The sources point to a pretty substantial battery capacity, up to 5,500 milliamps.
Okay, that's decent.
Yeah, you'd need that kind of capacity for two displays and that processor, especially if they're aiming for that sub-10 millimeter thinness.
So we've got sleek design, powerful internals, next-gen foldable tech. All this adds up to the price tag, right? What's the damage?
Uh-huh. The rumored estimate is hovering right around $2,000.
$2,000, okay.
Which definitely puts it in that premium, maybe even experimental category.
Yeah.
But here's the really interesting part from the Morgan Stanley notes. They're apparently charging that much despite making some, well, frankly, massive compromises in other areas, especially cameras and authentication.
Right. And this is where it gets kind of shocking. Let's talk about the front camera first, because there is a breakthrough mentioned. The sources say the iPhone Fold is expected to have at least one 24 megapixel under display selfie camera. UDC.
Yeah, and that is a big technical achievement. Hiding the camera completely under the screen, keeping the resolution high, making sure the display looks seamless. That's tough. But it seems like implementing this UDC comes at a huge cost. This is probably the biggest surprise in the data.
Which is no Face ID.
Exactly. No Face ID.
On a $2,000 flagship iPhone, they're ditching their signature security feature. Seems like it. And the reason, for you listening, is pretty critical. Face ID isn't just one camera. It needs that whole complex array, right? Infrared dots, flood illuminator, all for secure 3D mapping. And it looks like current under-display tech, even looking ahead to 2026, just can't handle that array getting enough light or data through the screen. So it appears they're choosing that clean, uninterrupted screen aesthetic from the UDC over the security and convenience of Face ID.
Wow, that's a huge decision for Apple. You'd think Face ID would be non-negotiable for their most premium device. It suggests maybe Touch ID on the side button or just a pin, just to get the foldable out there with that perfect screen.
It really tells you where the engineering focus probably is. It's the physical form factor, the hinge, the display, not necessarily the absolute cutting-edge imaging or biometrics. And the limitations don't stop there. If you look at the specs for the rear camera system on the Fold, well, it's pretty brutal in terms of what's missing.
Okay, what does it actually have? The sources say a dual camera system, including a 38-megapixel ultra-wide.
Right. Functional, sure. But the documents explicitly list three major things that are not there.
Which are?
Okay, get this. Huh. No variable aperture, no telephoto lens for optical zoom, and importantly, no time-of-flight sensor or TOF sensor.
No telephoto. And no TOF. The TOF is what they use for better portrait mode and AR stuff, right?
Exactly. It's crucial for advanced depth mapping. So for their big $2,000 entry into a whole new category.
They're sacrificing the zoom lens people use all the time and the depth sensor that powers a lot of their computational photo magic.
It kind of lays it all out, doesn't it? The effort, the R&D budget, the complexity.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it all went into the folding mechanism, the display hitting that thinness goal. The camera system, for this first Fold at least, looks like it was deliberately scaled back to make the form factor possible.
So the Fold story is amazing form factor, but be prepared for imaging compromises. Okay, but let's pivot to that other rumor. The one focused purely on camera tech, pegged for the iPhone 20 lineup around 2027. This sounds like the complete opposite approach.
Right. This is where that narrative comes in, talking about OLOFIC technology. Lateral overflow integration capacitor.
Okay.
Instead of the CMOS sensor. Complementary metal oxide semiconductor.
A lot of acronyms there. Okay. Let's simplify. We know CMOS sensors turn light into the digital image. What's the basic problem that OLOFIC is trying to solve?
Well, the fundamental challenge for basically any camera sensor is this trade-off between sensitivity to light and saturation. How much light it can handle before it just maxes out. Think of the pixels, like tiny buckets catching photons, right?
Okay.
If you make the bucket super sensitive, great for low light, it's usually shallow. So in bright light, it overflows really quickly, it saturates. That's when you get blown out highlights, like a pure white sky.
Ah, right. So you either capture the dark areas well or the bright areas well, but not both at the same time easily.
Exactly. A LOFIC basically adds like a smart overflow drain or bypass within each pixel bucket. That's the lateral overflow integration capacitor part. It lets the sensor handle a massive amount of incoming light without overwhelming the sensitive part. It sort of resolves that core trade-off.
So it can capture the detail in the shadows and the detail in the bright spots simultaneously without getting noisy.
That's the idea. For both photos and video, it captures a much wider range of light information in one go.
That sounds like one of those internal tech leaps that you don't see, but you definitely feel in the final picture quality. So what's the impact? Can we quantify it?
Yes, definitely. If Apple pulls this OLOFIC tech off, the dynamic range,
yeah,
that's the difference between the absolute darkest and brightest points the camera can capture.
Mm.
It's expected to expand massively.
Okay, give us the numbers. Current iPhones versus this potential iPhone 20.
So current iPhones are generally around, say, 13 stops of dynamic range. Pretty good.
Right.
With OLOFIC, the sources suggest it could jump to potentially 20 stops.
20 stops. Wait, that's a huge leap.
It's a massive leap. Unprecedented in mobile imaging, really.
So practically speaking, 20 stops means I could take a photo of someone in a dark room, but with a bright sunny window behind them, and I'd actually see the detail inside and outside, both.
That's precisely the kind of scenario it would excel at. The sources actually compare it directly. Achieving 20 stops would put the iPhone 20's camera sensor potentially on par with high-end cinema cameras in terms of dynamic range.
Cinema quality dynamic range in an iPhone.
Yeah.
That would fundamentally change mobile video and photo quality. You'd have so much more information in the file to work with.
Absolutely. Provides a much richer raw image file.
Okay, so it's really fascinating seeing these two potential futures side by side. You've got the 2026 iPhone Fold, this huge expensive bet on form factor, but Apple seems willing to cut core features like Face ID, telephoto, even TOF, just to make that revolutionary physical design happen.
And then just a year later, maybe, the 2027 iPhone 20 is all about this internal, almost invisible tech LOFIC, focused purely on delivering that cinema-level computational imaging. A massive dynamic range jump. It really looks like Apple's splitting its big R&D bets, one on the visible hardware, the folding screen, the other on the invisible stuff, the sensor technology.
So, to sum up, the $2,000 Fold gamble offers a sleek new form factor under display camera, but sacrifices Face ID and telephoto zoom. While the iPhone 20 promises this incredible imaging leap with OLOFIC, hitting maybe 20 stops of dynamic range by 2027.
Which brings us to our final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. Given those specific, really significant camera compromises on the Fold, no Face ID, no telephoto, does this suggest Apple is maybe prioritizing getting that groundbreaking form factor out the door now, maybe to compete in the foldable market, while intentionally holding back the truly revolutionary core imaging tech like Olific with its 20-stop dynamic range for their main flagship line a bit later?
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
So which advancement do you think is the bigger game changer for the future of mobile? The foldable design itself, or that potential cinema quality sensor? It's an interesting question about where the real innovation priority lies.